أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قالوا إن يسرق فقد سرق أخ له من قبل فأسرها يوسف في نفسه ولم يبدها لهم قال أنتم شر مكانا والله أعلم بما تصفون. In the previous ayat, we discussed the manner in which Yusuf alayhi salam had approached the brothers with regards to the theft, the alleged theft that they had committed. And Yusuf alayhi salam charged Binyamin with theft, and the decision was taken that Binyamin had to remain behind in Egypt in the possession of the king, because of the crime that he had committed. قَالُوا إِيَسْرِقْ فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخٌ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ. As all this was unfolding before them, and they realized that Binyamin was the culprit, they said amongst themselves, out of frustration, and they raised their voice to the point where Yusuf alayhi salam could hear them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they said, إِيَسْرِقْ, if he committed theft, referring to Binyamin, فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخٌ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ, his brother, his real brother, his full brother, had committed theft earlier. They said this, and Yusuf alayhi salam heard them saying this. In other words, he is our stepbrother, he committed theft, we had another stepbrother who also committed theft earlier. They were referring to the incident that we spoke of yesterday, where his paternal aunt accused him of committing theft simply because she wanted to keep him with her. So they were referring to that incident, and they were referring to Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam heard the statement of theirs, فَأَصَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ. Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَصَرَّهَا, he concealed his reaction within himself. He could have reacted. He had all the authority to react. He had all the power to react. But look at the level of tolerance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَصَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ, that Yusuf alayhi salam, he concealed his reaction to himself, وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ, and he did not reveal it to them. قَالْ أَنْتُمْ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا. He thought, what did he say within himself? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Yusuf alayhi salam thought to himself something that he did not reveal to them. He said to himself, أَنْتُمْ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا, you all are worse in position. You are claiming that Binyamin is wretched because he committed theft, and his brother Yusuf alayhi salam was just as worse because he committed theft. But he thought to himself, you all are far worse. What you did, you took your little brother and you were prepared to kill him, and you abandoned him in a pit, in a ditch, and you are despising Binyamin because he committed this crime. Wallahu a'lam bima tasifun. And Yusuf alayhi salam thought to himself that certainly Allah is fully aware of all that you allege. Qalu, they began begging and pleading to Yusuf alayhi salam, Ya ayyuhal aziz, O aziz, inna lahu aban shaykhan kabira. He has a father. This young boy has a father who is extremely old. فَخُذْ أَحَدَنَا مَكَانَهُ, take one of us in his place. Allow us to take him back with us, and take anyone else from amongst us who will remain behind with you. إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Listen, Aziz, think about his old age father. We certainly consider you to be from amongst the generous ones. قَالَ مَعَذَ اللَّهِ. Yusuf alayhi salam says, God forbid, Allah forbid, أَن نَأْخُذْ إِلَّا مَا وَجَدْنَا, that we take and that we keep behind, except the one by whom we have found our belongings. أَن نَأْخُذَ إِلَّا مَنْ وَجَدْنَا مَتَاعَنَا عِنْدَهُ. We cannot. How can you ask me to take behind and to detain somebody by whom I did not find my thing? I will only keep behind the one by whom my item was found. Inna idhal labalimun. If we take someone else in his place, we will certainly be from amongst the wrongdoers and amongst the unjust ones. Now, Mufassirin explain over here, sometimes people might ask the question that Yusuf alayhi salam, he knew fully well that if the brothers were to return back to Canaan without Binyamin, it would be a great source of anxiety and distress for Yaqub. Yaqub alayhi salam, and he was an aged old man. Why would Yusuf alayhi salam want to cause his father this type of pain, knowing that this action will definitely increase his grief and sorrow that he has already been experiencing since he lost Yusuf alayhi salam? Again, the scholars explain that Yusuf alayhi salam was acting upon divine revelation from Allah. He was a Nabi, and everything that he was doing was based on divine revelation. Allah instructed him to do this. Allah instructed him to carry it out. Allah wanted to test. This was a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to test Yaqub alayhi salam for a second time, and Allah wanted him to persevere this calamity that was about to strike him. فَلَمَّا اسْتَيْأَسُوا, the brothers were pleading and begging with Yusuf alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when they gave up all hope on Yusuf, when they realized that the Aziz, the minister, was not going to give in to their demands, خَلَصُوا نَجِيَّ, they went into a private consultation. All the brothers, they had to now decide, what are we going to do? We promised our father we're going to bring him back. What do we do? So they went into private consultation. قَالَ كَبِيرُهُمْ, the eldest one said amongst them, by the name of Yehuda, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ أَبَاكُمْ قَدْ أَخَذَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَوْثِقًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ, do you all not remember that your father had taken a promise from every one of you? He had taken a promise in the name of Allah. وَمِنْ قَبْلِ, and don't you remember what you have done earlier? مَا فَرَّسْتُمْ فِي يُوسُفْ, how you had defaulted with regards to Yusuf. فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضِ, he decided, what did he say? I am not going to leave this land. I'm not going back home. I cannot face our father for a second time and witness him experience the grief and sorrow that he experienced previously. So Yehuda, the eldest brother, said, فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضِ, I will not leave the land. حَتَّى يَأْذَنَ لِي أَبِي, until my father gives me permission to come back home. I'll stay here until the day my father issues issues an invitation to me that I should come back home. أَوْ يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ لِي, or I will remain here until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides my affair, meaning until death overtakes me. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ, and Allah is the best of all judges. اِرَجِعُوا إِلَىٰ أَبِيكُمْ, he tells them what to do. He says, listen, go back to your father. Go back to your father. فَقُولُوا, and say to him, this is Yehuda, he's telling the other brothers, that listen, go back to your father and say to him, يَا أَبَانَا, O our father, إِنَّ بْنَكَ سَرَقْ, certainly your son has committed theft. وَمَا شَهِدْنَا إِلَّا بِمَا عَلِمْنَا, and we only testify that which we know. This is what we know, this is what we have witnessed, and this is what we are testifying. وَمَا كُنَّا لِلْغَيْبِ حَافِظِينَ, O our father, we are not in a position to guard ourselves against the unseen. This was something from the unseen. It was nothing planned. We had absolutely no control over it, and we did not have the power to guard ourselves against the command and the will and the happenings of the unseen. وَاسْأَلِ الْقَرْيَةِ, and ask the village, أَلَّتِي كُنَّا فِيهَا, the city in which we were. Meaning, if you don't believe us, send a message to Egypt and find out whether Binyamin really committed theft. وَالْعِيرَ الَّتِي أَقْبَلْنَا فِيهَا, and ask the caravan, the other travelers, the other caravan, the entire caravan from Canaan, ask the other travelers in the convoy, in the caravan, ask them also regarding what had happened, and they will confirm what we are saying. وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ, O our father, we are certainly amongst the truthful ones. May Allah grant us the understanding.